This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, Pasadena is handing out sandbags to get ready for rain this weekend that could cause problems. But first, it has been revealed that the Eden wildfire evacuation warnings were delayed for hours for people in western Altadena. That's the area west of Lake Avenue where all 17 of the confirmed deaths were found. LA Times reports official emergency documents show the first warnings for people east of Lake Avenue went out about an hour after the fire started. It was around 7:30. Those warnings in the form of phone alerts saying leave now and deputies driving down streets with loudspeakers. Compare that to no warnings went out for people in western Altadena until after 2 in the morning, hours later. LA County Supervisor Catherine Barker tells us she is calling for the county to hire independent experts to investigate exactly what happened. She says the situation was chaotic in western Altadena and talked about the timing of the alerts.
I'm hearing from some that it did go out at like 3, and then I'm hearing from some that they didn't hear it. I know that sheriffs were on the street directing people. They said that there were people, because the smoke was so heavy that they were disoriented, sheriffs were trying to direct them out of Altadena. It was a dynamic situation. I think it's important to get the feedback from everyone that the boots on the ground, as well as when I talked to a firefighter yesterday, they said that the 100 mile plus per hour winds created a firestone. So you had fire being carried linear, and it was huge chunks of wood that were on fire that would be being carried like 2 to 3 miles. So the speed and veracity of which that fire was going was unprecedented. Chief Maroney said in his 39 plus years working, he has never encountered anything like this. And then I talked to firefighters yesterday who said fighting a fire in 100 plus mile per hour winds is near impossible. That's how strong and that's how dynamic it was.
A lot of survivors in the area say they felt abandoned with no officials or firefighters around to help, and they felt forced to make decisions on their own. For decades in the past, Lake Avenue was a redlining boundary between eastern and western Altadena, with black residents being restricted from leaving east of Lake Avenue. We're going to have more on this coming up. Sandbags going to be available in the next couple of days for people in Pasadena to pick up to get ready for potential debris flows. If it does rain this weekend, they're going to be ready for pickup at several locations in the city, possibly as early as tomorrow. Lisa Dadarian with Pasadena says 15 going to be the maximum number that people can get.
We may not get a lot of rain, but the concern is any rain at all, we need to be prepared for. This fire is burned, 2 feet deep, so there's no root system. There's nothing to hold down the soil and the debris.
Sandbags are used to divert water and mud from flooding your home, garage, anywhere else you don't want water coming into. Dadarian says the city hopes to post a video online the next day or two explaining how to position the sandbags to get the best results. She also says the city is working with the county to put up K-rails in the Hastings Ranch area and the hills around JPL. Nearly 40,000 acres of neighborhoods and brush have been burned by fire in the last couple of weeks, and as a result, a lot of wildlife habitat has also been destroyed. Pete DeBetria reports when it comes to animals being displaced, they are a lot more adaptable than people.
When brush and urban forests burn, Peter Tira with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife says animals don't hesitate to leave or stay if their instincts tell them to do so.
For the most part, these animals will move to safer ground, safer areas. Smaller animals will ride out the fires underground. And it's important to understand, these wildfires don't burn uniformly. There are pockets that may be left untouched, that are less burned, or animals can escape, can wait out the fires, that sort of thing.
Tira says they haven't gotten any significant reports from animal rehabilitation groups in Southern California regarding injured wildlife brought in for treatment. And regarding interaction of people with wildlife, the best advice is not to leave food or water for wild animals. It disrupts their natural behavior, and they'll find a way to exist without help from us. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A lot of LA County residents would like to make an online donation to the LA County Fire Department for the work they've been doing, but until today, there was no way to do that. Well, a motion by Supervisors Catherine Barger and Janice Hahn will allow the nonprofit Los Angeles Emergency Preparedness Foundation to collect credit card donations on the website and distribute them directly to county fire for the purchase of tools and equipment they need. Supervisor Hahn says that since the outbreak of the fires, there's been an outpouring of support for first responders and people asking how they can donate. So if you would like to make a donation, we've got a link to do that on our website, knxnews.com. Also, as we've all come through this disaster, there's a lot of questions about what is going to be in the immediate future and in the far future from these wildfires. Charles Feldman and Margaret Quero hosting the Southern California Fire Disaster What Now? Tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. here on KNX News, 97.1 FM. You can also listen for free on the Odyssey app. It's brought to you by Edelson PC. And will the destruction from the fires hurt the tourism industry? We're going to go in-depth on that. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. It has been revealed that Eaton fire evacuation warnings and alerts were delayed for hours for people in western Altadena, and that is the part of town where all 17 of the confirmed deaths took place. Joining us now, Democratic State Senator represents Altadena, Sasha Renee Perez. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So the LA Times reporting on this, giving details on the official records that show those in eastern Altadena, east of Lake, got their alerts around 7:30, about an hour after the fire broke out, gave them plenty of time to get ready to go. Those west of Lake got the first alerts several hours later in the early hours of the morning once people had gone to bed, not realizing how close the danger is. What is your reaction to these reports?
You know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I read that article this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm mad as hell. It is utterly unacceptable that this happened. You know, West Altadena is primarily both our historically Black communities as well as our Latino communities live there. And I've had multiple residents approach me about this, asking why they did not receive an update. They did not receive a text message, many elderly folks. And these folks managed to escape either because, you know, inhaling smoke caused them to wake up, or a neighbor was knocking on their door and got a hold of them. But, you know, to see our systems fail in this way is just utterly shocking. It's unacceptable. And it breaks my heart to see that we have 17 individuals who have lost their lives, and they are all in the West Altadena area. So I was just so shocked and so painfully hurt to see what had happened and what had occurred, and that folks were not given proper warning so that they could evacuate in a timely manner.
But there is going to be an investigation, but have you been told any reason, any excuse, any justification for why Lake Avenue was the dividing line between people who got the warnings in time and people who did not, and that's where the people died? Why Lake Avenue, and why was the system set up that way?
To be perfectly honest with you, I have no idea. Our office has requested a meeting with LA County's Office of Emergency Services to understand what went on, if maybe there was a misunderstanding of the situation, if they underestimated, you know, the fire. But look, I mean, I've heard from firefighters that were there fighting on the front lines. You know, they were telling me there were 90 mile per hour gusts coming at them. So, you know, I think there clearly was a mistake made here, and we're trying to figure out what happened. I know Supervisor Barger called for an independent investigation today. I completely, 100% support her in that. We need to investigate and figure out what happened here. And after that, we need to do things in a different way, because this is not okay and this is not acceptable.
We're talking to a Democratic State Senator who represents Altadena, Sasha Renee Perez. Going back into history, Lake Avenue, known as a red line boundary back in the day, that separated where the white residents could live and where Black and Latino people had been relegated to. Do you think there is a racial undercurrent here in what happened, or do you think that is just kind of coincidence?
You know, I don't know, because I haven't sat down to talk with LA County's Office of Emergency Services, but it certainly does not look good. I can tell you that much. to know, especially for residents in Altadena that know about the kind of racial history there, and then to have something like this happen, it is very shocking and very disturbing. And as a Latina myself, I take very seriously that there was an inequity with the way that these alerts were rolled out. I mean, these folks did not even get a warning. The only thing that they received was an evacuation order that went out at 3 o'clock in the morning when most people are asleep. So, you know, I would really hope not. You know, we'll find out when this investigation happens, but it is really, really shocking and disturbing to see what's taken place here.
All right, Democratic State Senator Sasha Renee Perez, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
And coming up, we're going to take a look at how the fires might impact the tourism industry, which is very important to Southern California. That's on the way. All right, let's talk about the effect of the wildfires on the tourism industry in Southern California. There's a lot of concern about that. Now, the numbers did show an initial drop in hotel room bookings last week and the week before. Jackie Fila is president of the Hotel Association of L.A.
But we think that that is leveled off. We've been able to keep our major conventions that have been scheduled, and that will be a really important key to a successful recovery for Los Angeles and the surrounding region.
She tells us a big decline in tourism would have a major impact.
The tourism industry is one of the largest employers in the region, and hotels themselves employ tens of thousands of people. And it isn't just the hotel, the employees that directly work in hotels. It's the folks that come in to provide floral arrangements, to make plans for special events. And it is the surrounding ecostructure of coffee shops and restaurants and the like that actually are largely supported by our guests coming in through our hotels.
And Fila says hotels in the region, they've been doing their part to help fire victims.
Hotels have really sprung into action to create the best offers that they can make available to folks in need of accommodation and straightening out how to make it easy for people to find the type of accommodation that they need and where they'd like to stay. Hotels have donated countless bedding items and personal care items. Hotels are hosting thousands of first responders in their rooms. And as you mentioned, hotels are seeking to be as accommodating as possible. So we've seen relaxed pet policies. Hotels have also tried to provide folks with things that they may have left behind that are essential, but in a fleeing moment don't seem that essential to you.
And she says the region does have enough rooms to accommodate tourists and fire victims. Fila says if you know people thinking about visiting soon, tell them their visit really can help.
Coming here is actually going to be a really important piece of the larger recovery for Los Angeles. People coming and staying at hotels and going to tourist attractions, which I think it's important to mention that no major tourism attractions were damaged in the fires, nor have any convention venues been damaged. And so those stays give us the opportunity to support longer stay folks who have been evacuated, to support our employees. We employ tens of thousands of people. And hotels are also the largest single source of unrestricted revenue for the city of Los Angeles and the county. So those recovery monies that government are going to need, a lot of that is actually going to come from people visiting Los Angeles.
And one big event coming up is going to give LA an economic boost. That's the Grammys happening on February 2nd at Crypto.com Arena. Quick check of the markets. The Dow closed up today 538. S&P up 52. NASDAQ up 126. And now the business of entertainment.
Sharpen your scissors. More television viewers will be cutting the cord, especially as we head into next year. That's the prediction of Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Geetha Raghunathan.
Every time we have the move of marquee content to streaming platforms, that becomes, you know, kind of a catalyst for more and more people to cut the cord because there's really nothing for them to watch or there's nothing that's keeping them tied to the traditional pay TV bundle.
And that's about to happen in a big way with Disney launching its ESPN streaming product in the second half of the year. Ranganathan estimates the product could easily capture some 10 million subscribers by the end of 2026. It'll be helped by a decision from Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers to scrap plans for sports streaming platform Venue Sports. Cord cutters will have options, though, with the launch of DirecTV streaming service platform MySports, which includes ESPN, the Fox Sports channels, and others. I'm Bloomberg's Karen Moscow from the Barrister Office Suite's Money Desk on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Venture Nonstop News at 5 for Tuesday, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.